Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's Tuesday the 25th of November, and in the afternoon, local time is just around dinner time. We are at 2 degrees 22 minutes south and 26 degrees 18 minutes west, so about 140 miles south of the equator. Pounding along here, we're in the southeast trades for certain. We have 20 knots of southeasterly winds, and we are crashing into the seas, going upwind with the staysail and two reefs in the main, and boats laying over on its side at about 30 degrees generally. We have the keel fully canted, but in fact, it's not a bad thing probably for us to be heeling as much as when the boat crashes off a wave. If it lands more on its side rather than on its flatter bottom, that's probably better for it. So we've been doing a fair amount of crashing and trying to adjust the trim the sails and angle a little bit just to make it a little bit easier. We have been moving a little bit out to the west of our little group, or to the east of our little group, which would one would imagine would help in the long run, but hard to know if it's helping right now. We're not the fastest of our group. We're about the same as Ocean Vital Foundation over to the west, and a little bit slower than Hakia and Artemis up in front. They're sagging off to the west a little bit, so not quite sure what's going on there, but maybe they're just trying to go due south fast. Anyway, we've got clouds and some blue sky and some sunshine, and when the blue sky shows up, we can't do too much in and around the boat just because the motion of the boat's pretty violent again, thrashing around. Got to always have a handhold, if not two, if not a handhold, two handholds and a hip or a knee or a leg or something, bracing yourself, crashing around pretty violently. So hoping that everything holds together. Got a bunch of days of this. Don't know if the rest of the group up in the front have been doing this or whether they just went straight south, wore off a little bit, went a little faster, and made it a little easier on the boat. Hard to know. It does look like there's an unusual sort of weather pattern in that the high pressure system is not where it generally is, and so it's going to make things a little trickier towards the end of this when we get down and have to go across the South Atlantic towards South Africa and the first ice gate that's there. So anyway, that's it from Great American 3 today. I'm looking forward to, I know everybody's looking forward to Thanksgiving this week, and certainly there's memories there from the capsize and rescue 18 years ago. So be in touch with my friend Murray Lister out in New Zealand on Thanksgiving Day, and as well, obviously, family and friends back home. Okay, Great American 3 off and clear for today. Bye.